Israeli commandos operating inside Lebanon to remove Hezbollah. By Joel B. Polak on April 15, 2024. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, commandos are already operating inside southern Lebanon to attack and remove Hezbollah positions near the border, Breitbart News can report. The Israeli media revealed Monday that four IDF troops were wounded in an operation near the Lebanese border when they were targeted by an explosive David. Breitbart News sources confirmed that Israeli soldiers had infiltrated the Lebanese side of the border in the incident. The Times of Israel reported. Four soldiers were wounded, one of them seriously, in a blast that occurred as troops operated several hundred meters inside Lebanese territory overnight, the Israel Defense Forces said Monday morning. The Hezbollah terror group took responsibility for the explosion on the border. The cause of the blast that wounded the soldiers in the western region of the border with Lebanon was under investigation by the military, which said in a statement that the explosion was of unknown origin. The military said the incident took place during operational activity carried out by troops of the Golani Brigade's Reconnaissance Unit and the elite Yahalim Combat Engineering Unit, on the Lebanese side of the border, several hundred meters from Israel's fence. The Yahalim, Diamond, Unit deals with tunnels, suggesting that the IDF is looking to find and destroy Hezbollah tunnels, including perhaps some that are suspected of extending into Israel. Israelis support military action against Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed terror organization that has been shelling Israeli towns since October in a show of support for the terrorist attack by Hamas, which is also backed by Iran. Some 60,000 Israeli civilians have been evacuated from communities within 4 kilometers of the border, and have been living with relatives or in hotels for half a year, missing work, missing school, and missing home. Only farmers are allowed into the deserted areas to continue tending to their crops and animals. An all-out war against Hezbollah would likely be a much more difficult conflict than the war in Gaza, since Hezbollah has a massive arsenal of rockets, ballistic missiles, mortars, and anti-tank weapons. It is armed, trained, and funded directly by Iran, which has more freedom to operate in Lebanon than it does in Gaza, due to the ease of access from Iranian-dominated Syria. The United Nations, UN, has soldiers in southern Lebanon who are supposed to enforce UN Security Council Resolution 1707 of 2006, under which Hezbollah is not allowed to be near the border with Israel. However, the UN troops essentially do nothing to stop Hezbollah. The US has tried to discourage Israel from war against Hezbollah, but many Israelis feel there is no choice, given the evident failure of diplomatic solutions. In effect, a war is happening already. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.